All right. You hear the instrumental. That's also a little, speaking of Nipsey Hussle, right? Kind of, that's a little Nipsey Hussle from his new album right there. Johnny Lewis now joins us for another edition of Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training. And Johnny, first off, welcome to the show, my man. And I probably know you're a hip-hop head. You probably feel like I do. It should have went to either Pusha T, Mac Miller, or Nipsey for Album of the Year. But congrats to Cardi. Welcome to the show, my man. How you doing?
What's up, Al? I'm doing pretty good. And, I would have went with the Nipsey Hussle for sure. Nipsey is my man. So that's why I got him as my intro. But Cardi did good, too. So, I mean, I'm not mad at it.
Nipsey's album. I underestimated it. That album from Nipsey is amazing. It really is, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Really motivating. That's why I like Hustle and Motivate. That's my theme right there.
I love it, man. All right, let's dive right into it. Because, again, you give us a tip every week that we can use in the gym and in the kitchen. Because you can't have one without the other. Today, Johnny wants to talk about the key workouts to target your glutes. And when it comes to the tip that we can use in the kitchen, he's going to tell you about sweet potatoes. That sounds good. Before we get to that, Johnny, talk about three workouts to target your glutes. Go ahead, my man.
Okay, I want to focus on the three key workouts, and I'll say the best workouts for glutes. This episode of Fit Friday is dedicated to the ladies because Valentine's Day was yesterday. So, you know, most ladies want to, get a little booty pump, so...
Yeah, that's true.
And some men, these workouts are good for men and women.
Okay.
Them all, but number one, I'm going to say the hip thrust is key and critical. So the hip thrust is basically kind of like a glute bridge where it's kind of self-explanatory. You're thrusting your hip up. That's the motion. But with the hip thrust, it targets the glutes more than almost any other workout because that's the sole purpose of the hip thrust. You want to, like, have your back laid on a bench and then put some kind of a weight or resistance over your hips and then basically just thrust up your hips, feet flat on the ground, and very, very good for your glutes.
And how many sets would you recommend on that, Johnny?
The typical 3 to 4 sets. I like to go four, like four quarters in sports or whatever. I like to go four sets and maybe like 10 to 15 reps. You know, you're going to have to work your way up, starting off like with a light weighted. You can really build your way up. I've seen women hit a hip thrust over 300 pounds.
Wow!
So it's not hard to load a lot of weight on there, but you have to take it slow and get used to the motion, the range of motion first.
And you know what I see a lot of people do in the gym when it comes to that workout, Johnny, is they'll take like a workout mat that's padded, mm-hmm. and they'll put it over. Their lower body, and they'll put, a weight or two on top of that so that you don't have that weight directly on your body. That's just uncomfortable. And then they'll do the workout right that way as well, right?
Exactly. See, Al, I see you've been in the gym too, man.
Hey, I live there.
I forgot all about that. Yeah, you definitely want to put a mat or like a yoga mat or some kind of padding over the bar or weights or whatever you use so it doesn't be, so it isn't too uncomfortable, you know?
Definitely.
So number two is the Bulgarian split squat. And I like to call them split lunges because it's more of a lunge motion. So the Bulgarian split squat is essentially a lunge, but you kick your leg back and put it on some kind of platform. Kind of a bench is perfect. It's a perfect height for it. And then you basically squat down. You have to do one leg at a time with this. And this focus on your quads, hams, and glutes, especially glutes, but also on your quads and hamstrings.
Awesome.
And the last is the wide or sumo squat. This is great. Focus on your glutes and also your hip abductors. So these are three key workouts. And everyone asks me, how do I get a bigger booty or how do I target my glutes? And you can't skip out on any of these workouts if you really want to see progress and gains. There's so many more, but these are, I think, the best three.
Gotcha.
Focus solely on glutes.
Okay. All right. And now to your healthy dish of the week. You want to talk about sweet potatoes, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are delicious, as we all know. I actually wasn't a fan of sweet potatoes until recently, believe it or not. But my taste buds changed, and I've grown to like them. Sweet potatoes are great. It has the antioxidant beta carotene, which is basically vitamin A, good for vision. It has a high amount of vitamin C and potassium, protein, fiber, low in fat. So it's just overall really, really good for you. And I just wanted to highlight a few different ways to prepare or cook the yams, sweet potatoes, which you can, you know, bake it like a regular potato and add whatever you want to add to it. But there's also dice, which is my favorite personally. I like to dice them, put a little olive oil and salt on them, and throw them in the oven for a while. And they come out nice and crunchy and on the outside, but soft on the inside. Perfect. Mm. Or you could always make fries, sweet potato fries. That's really trendy now. I've been seeing that a lot, especially in restaurants.
You just made me hungry, Johnny. I am so hungry listening to you talk about sweet potatoes right now. I may have to go pick some up later, man.
Oh, yeah. It's a good investment to your body. Great for muscle recovery. Great for, you know, growing muscles. Got the protein. Grow your booty.
I love that, man. I didn't know that they're good for your vision. I am like, anybody who knows me, you know me, Johnny. I am like Stevie Wonder without my contact lenses. I've been wearing glasses since I was in, you know, kindergarten. I should have been eating a lot of sweet potatoes, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's better for you when you're younger, but you know, right. It has that vitamin A, which is, you know, proven to increase vision. So that's a big major benefit for sweet potatoes. So, and like I said, they're just delicious. So it's not like eating like broccoli or something that's a little bit more bland. They're really good, you know?
They are really, really good.
Yeah, so make sure you add those sweet potatoes, and they're really good for meal prep. And I see a lot of people who meal prep dice up the sweet potatoes and add that to their meal prep containers as well. So I actually just made a meal prep YouTube video that I'm going to be releasing soon, too, so stay tuned for that.
That's awesome. So, again, that's a great segue to close out. Johnny, how can people follow everything that you do? I know you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, and you know, you're starting back up your YouTube page. Let us know how can people watch your work and learn from you, man.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, the biggest platform is Instagram, blessed_body. But my YouTube, I'm going to be making a lot more YouTube videos in 2019, and that's Blessed Body Training.
Awesome.
Twitter, blessed_body_. I'm trying to get back into the Twitter game. It's been a little while. But Instagram and YouTube are going to be my biggest platforms right now.
All right. So, love
definitely
it.
Definitely follow, subscribe.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. And I'm looking forward to that next video on YouTube, my man. All right, the one, the only, Johnny Lewis, founder of Blessed Body Training. That was another edition of Fit Fridays. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Thank you, Al. Stay blessed, man.
Always stay blessed.